This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Goeiemiddag, good afternoon. Molweni abaphulaphuli, goeiemiddag alle luisteraars. Good afternoon to all the families or our listeners out there. Today is the 8th September 2025. It is 12 o'clock. Good afternoon. I want to thank the Lord for each and every one of the listeners that is listening to my voice. Here am I, your favorite presenter, Pastor Elizabeth, Queen Elizabeth Guma. I am here at a studio with one of my guests. His name is Umncedisi. Hallelujah. Mdingi. He is with me at a studio. And oh my God, you're going to hear a testimony today that's going to change, and transform lives. Is there anyone that is sitting there this morning and you want to give up? Moenie opgee vandag nie. Luister net na hierdie testimony vandag. Luister net na wat die Here aan hom gedoen het. Just listen to his testimony. And when you see the hand of God, I don't know about me, but myself, when I listened to his testimony, I was so blessed. Remember, I had an opportunity. I'm working as a religious practitioner at the Allendale prison. And it is my job to change, transform lives. I believe in their life. I believe that God can change them. Listen to me. We don't give up on people so easily. When there is a God to change, to answer, when there's a man to pray, there's a God to answer. That is who we are. So I want to thank the Lord for his life. He came out and he is transformed, he's rehabilitated, he's changed, and he became an agent of change. So today, listeners, please sit back, grab your cup of coffee, and don't move. Any one of you, you need to hear his voice. You need to hear what God is doing. Hulle vra daar in die skrif, hy vra, kan iets goed uitkom man uit Nazareth? Kan daar iets goed uitkom met hierdie man se huishoud uit? Yes, iets goed het uit sy huis uitgekom. Can something good come out of Nazareth? Yes, something good can come out of Nazareth. So don't give up on that child or that man or that woman that feels like, that person is making me tired, I don't know what to do. Don't give up on them. Here is a life testimony this morning. Thank you. Sit back. I am your host, Pastor Elizabeth Guma, and this morning I'm speaking to Mr. Mncedisi. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Here at Radio K Pulpit, about his journey in prison and out of prison, transform, change. And now he is an agent of change in the society, in the community, in his family, at the church, everywhere he finds himself, traveling abroad, going all places, preaching the gospel of God. Hallelujah. Now he's mightily used by God. Today he's claiming that I am no longer a slave to sin, but I am a child of the Most High God. I weet nie wie moet dit hoor nie. I don't know who must hear this. And asi kubano funeke vile namhlanje I testimony kaptamne dititamne xa ndimbiza all the way from Ekukuletu, but I will go back to his biography. I am giving it over to you, Tamne, just to greet all the listeners. Yeah, you can throw the mic closer to you. Thank you so much. You are welcome, sir. God bless you.
Yes, this is a wonderful privilege that I'm receiving this afternoon. It's a midday. As listeners, I want to greet you in the most wonderful name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I can tell you now, you don't have a picture of the beautiful presenter that is sitting here in front of me.
Thank
you. She is so beautiful. She is so in tune with the word of God. I appreciate Sister Queen Elizabeth, Pastor Uguma, the humbleness in her. You just hear her voice. She is more than beautiful than her voice, I'm telling you now. I want
you
to greet all the parishes there where I serve in Langa Baptist Church.
Thank you, Jesus.
That is my family, the family that grooms me.
Sure.
We are led there by Pastor Zondi, the brilliant guy, the man with the wisdom of God.
Sure.
All of you there in Langa Baptist and other sister churches that are together with us. Mm-hmm. As we are listening to my voice now, many will know me as Kingston. Yeah, as I know, Khoi and Afrikaans, Bias Almeken, as Kingston. Kingston, who had loop any tronke here in Westcap.
Sure.
ali tronke in die Weskaap het ek getrap. Baie gevangenes, baie officers, hulle ken vir my.
Ja,
die beamtes, hulle ken hier die stem van Kingston. Hulle sal sê, rarig is Kingston die, but what I can tell you that God is amazing.
Amen.
God has blessed me with a wife that is beautiful. More than I can even explain in this radio. Just wait for a minute. This is the revival.
This is the revival. I love that one. So we will be back soon. Please, my family, stay tuned. Something is about to happen. He's going to tell us everything, even about the wife, how he met her. Ah, oh my God. Romans is also in the air between him and the wife. But I want to thank the Lord for his life. Please stay tuned. We will be back soon with me. Hallelujah. Welcome terug, welcome terug. Welcome back. You are here with me, Pastor Elizabeth Queen Guma, at the studio, radio studio. I'm here with Utamne. I'm here with Utamne. His testimony is so big, so I don't want to waste any time. I want him to go straight into his testimony and just share the listeners out there. Thank you for staying tuned. Baie dankie dat julle nog altyd ingeskakel is. Ek wil ook vir julle sê vanmiddag, as ek net sy testimony lees, net die sien dingy, he grew up in Guguletu. He grew up in Guguletu and he spent decades behind bars after being sentenced to over 40 years, oh my God, in prison. But in 1997, one radio sermon by the late Billy Graham sparked a transformation that changed his life forever. Just imagine. So you can see how powerful the radio station is. Can see how powerful transformation is just by the word of God through the radio. I don't know who must hear this. I don't know who's listening to my voice. But don't give up on yourself. When you listen to the testimony of our brother in Christ, you will never give up on yourself anymore. You will never give up on your child or anyone that has troubled or that has made you to become bitter. And don't want you to forgive them. He said today he's a husband, he's a businessman, he's a church leader, motivational speaker, oh my God. And he's the author of a book, Beyond Prison Bars. And I think he does have his books here. So we will talk later on about his book. His story is a proof of God's restoring power and the strength of life surrender. Ah, Damne, thank you. You are in here with me in the studio. You are welcome, sir. Over to you. Please feel free to share your testimony with the listeners. I'm a Leicester for Evendag. And by the way, myself and him, we was praat Afrikaans, Engels en Xhosa. So ons gaan flow in al die drie tale as die gees van die Here, soos die gees van die Here ons lei. Hallelujah. God bless you. Over to you, sir.
Yeah. Yeah. Just starting from at start because the life is very long. And as the life is very long, actually, my lifestyle, almost half of my age, I spent it in prison.
Sure.
Yeah, as I grew up in prison for various crimes, which is just sin. We underline them, sin, all of them. I won't have to explain them here now on the radio, but once I'm finished with the radio, Pastor will give details so that you can get the book. You'll find the details of the whole story. I grew up in prison several times. I started prison life 1985. That's when I started prison life. Yes, I was rebelling against the system. I was angry towards myself and the circumstances that were surrounding me. I was angry. I have this bitterness inside of me. I had this hatred inside of me. Didn't know that the ignorance is driving me to death. Ignorance was driving me to darkness. But through all the years, I've came to realize that the grace of God was sufficient, waiting for me for the right time to come. And that time was 1999 when I was in prison. I can now use this opportunity to thank also the management of Radio Pulpit because they also have contributed in my life. When I was in prison, in single cells area, isolated with chains in my hands and my feet, the prison name called Branfley, that's where the Lord Jesus Christ found me. After a long time, 1999, the 1st of January, there was one preacher and evangelist by the name Billy Graham from United States of America. May his soul rest in peace.
Amen.
He's the man that talks sense to my life, that without forgiveness, you are going to be bitter for the rest of your life and you are making yourself very sick. That is like a disease to live with hatred in your heart, to live with anger all the time. It's like a disease that kills you. You think that you are angry for someone else, but it kills you, the owner of this anger, the owner of this bitterness. But thanks be to God. When I was in prison, I realized that there's no way to go except Jesus Christ, the one who managed to transform this hardened heart that I had, because I had that hardened heart as I was even classified in my own country. I was classified as a terrorist. I was classified as one that this one will never change. This one, there's no way that this one can be transformed. But the grace of God proved everything wrong. The grace of God touched me whilst I was in prison. I was transformed up until today. I started preaching this gospel inside prison. Officials are testimony that I'm telling you now. They can testify also to what I'm saying, because there are a lot of officials. They were coming and knocking at my door. And they make me think of Paul and Silas when they were in prison. Paul and Silas, every Christian should know that scripture. When they were singing inside of prison, they were asking themselves, how are you doing it? How are you managing it? I told them that it's only the grace of God. I even pinched at myself, not understanding how this change came to my life. I even pinched to myself, Pastor, how this change came to my life. Only the grace of God that managed it. There are a lot of serious bad things that I did. Armed robbery. I can name them. Armed robbery, hijacking. I have experience of that. I will never boast of it. It was ignorance. And on behalf of those that are in prison, I will say humbly, please, forgiveness will let you free. Because once you stick on it, it will damage even you yourself. And I want to thank also the spiritual workers, like sister that is sitting now in front of me, the pastor, Pastor Queen Elizabeth, your presenter. Pray for this lady, because the work that they are doing is really amazing. It's really from God, because it's God who sent them to people like me in prison. Today, I'm going to prisons all over South Africa, telling people that change is possible. Amen. And once you are in Christ, seriously, when you are in Him, just look at Him. Everything becomes new. Yeah. Only Christ that can make it new. I have a question also. It's coming from the Bible, which says, who am I? Who am I that God has thought of me? Why did He think about me? Why? What He saw in me, because many of my accomplices, they didn't make it. They died along the way, but He saved me. Not that I was clever or brighter, not that I'm wise than them, but because of His grace, He had a purpose that I can stand here and sit here now in this studio with my sister, telling the listener that is listening, even those that are going to watch this from Facebook, they will know that God, everything in Him is possible.
Amen.
Look at me.
Yeah.
I'm not saying now go and look in Paul at the Bible, or go and look in John in the Bible. Look at me. Just look at me. I live this life by grace. Family members, all of them, they've witnessed. They doubted at first. They said, know him. He can maybe stay 3 months outside. He'll be back again. I don't blame them, because that's the life I used to live. I was like a visitor outside. But through God's grace, I am 10 years today outside.
Hallelujah.
I am 10 years. I am still on parole, by the way. My parole will end by the year 2033.
Sure.
Thank you to the support. Thank you to the love that I'm receiving from both my family, Bam family and Mdingi family, and all other extended families of ours that are listening now. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your support. You who doesn't get support, trust your God.
Amen.
Your God will send someone to come and support you. Rely on Him. He's the better source that managed to transform this hardened heart that I had. I had it very raw. But God came and God rescued me to a place where they said, die Here het hier verby gegaan. Daar is geen God wat hier vir jou kan help nie. Daar is geen God wat hier vir jou kan restoreer nie. Maar God het gekom. Daar by Brandvlei Maximum Prison. There's a myth there. I always say that. This myth says there's no God here. There's no mercy here. Forget about someone that is going to help you here. May God bless you. May God touch you as you continue to listen to this revival.
Thank wow, hey, it's a revival indeed. Here is revival, I'll tell you. My God, Tamne, thank you so much. Wow, wow, wow. You are even inspiring me to continue to do what I'm doing in the lives of so many people, more especially in prison. When we read the scripture in Matthew chapter 25, man of God, verse 43, it says, I was a stranger and you did not welcome me. I was naked and you did not clothe me. You see now? And he said, sick and in prison and you did not visit me. This is God speaking here.
Amen.
This is God speaking here.
Amen.
When we have the love of Christ, we will go an extra mile to change and transform lives of people. So today I'm so humbled. I'm very grateful because we believe in you.
Amen.
We believe in you because that is what God wants us to do. He doesn't want us to judge anyone because judgmental is not for us, it's for God.
Amen.
And I thank God that can transform a person like you. He says that nothing good can come out of prison.
Yes.
And God has proved people wrong that something good will come out of prison.
Amen.
Today you are an agent of change, changing lives and transforming lives. Damne, we are quickly going for a break. Please, my listeners, stay tuned.
Amen.
We will be back soon in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much.
Amen.
Thank you so much. Welcome back. Thank you so much, listeners, for listening to Radio Cape Pulpit with Pastor Queen Elizabeth Guma and with Tamne. I have Tamne here right with me at a studio. And oh my God, his testimony. Huh? I will not waste the time. It is 25 minutes past 12 today. The song that played earlier on was Brandon Heath, See Me Through It. The first one was also Revelation Enterprises. They say, Ek sal sing. Ek jy nie om wat die enemy doen van morgen hier vanmiddag by studio nie, maar ons sal sing. Huh? Net is, ons sal sing, ons sal sing. Ek gaan nie so'n klein bietjie ietsie van net is hier. Net is hier, hallelujah, is a guest today here at a studio. He grew up in Guguletu and spent decades behind bars after being sentenced to over 40 years in prison. But in 1997, one radio sermon by the late Billy Graham sparked a transformation that changed his life forever. I am one of the spiritual workers that work in prison. We are religious workers that are transforming and changing lives. We believe in those prisons. We believe that God can change them. It does not depend from us. It depends from God. It depends from God, because there's one thing that I love about Matthew chapter 25 verse 43. He says, I was a stranger and you did not welcome me. I was naked and you did not clothe me. I was sick and in prison and you did not visit me. So we all have a role to play, and that is my role that I'm playing, going into prison, change and transform life, believing in them that something good can come out of them. Over to you, Tamne. Just continue to share your story to us. You can just go back and say some few things and continue.
It is a wonderful privilege and a miracle to me.
Thank
again,
you.
Just being here at Radio Cape Pulpit, because Radio Cape Pulpit contributed so huge in my life.
Sure.
Because I remember when I was in prison, chained hands and feet physically for 4 years, as I was chained, isolated from other prisoners. But God's grace came through. How did it came through? It was because of this radio that I'm sitting on a studio now.
Wow.
Radio Pulpit is one of them. There was also another radio in Hermanas, Radio 7, where I hear this powerful preacher, evangelist, Billy Graham, doctor, from United States of America, who told me to come back to my senses by saying, you didn't choose to be black. As much as I, Billy Graham, I didn't choose to be white. You didn't choose to be a male. As I, Billy Graham, didn't choose to be whatever, where he was born. But God's grace came through my heart because of the radio.
Jesus.
A stubborn criminal, classified Schedule 6. Those that don't understand what is Schedule 6, Schedule 6 is whereby you are classified as a most dangerous criminal.
Sure.
You are classified as a most wanted one. I am the one also, my face was plugged in all the police stations here in Western Cape. I'm one of the youngest that appeared on the, they called it police file, during the 1980s. I'm one of the youngest that appeared there. And all my cases, helicopter was involved, chasing after me. I will never boast about anything. To all those that were victims of all the crimes, allow me today to say forgiveness, humble. Allow me today to say, on behalf of the prisoners that couldn't even say, I apologize on behalf of them. I say forgiveness will make you free. Even if you are staying maybe with that anger, I know how to be angry. I know how to have hatred inside of my heart. I know the bitterness. I know the trauma. I survived those only through the grace of God. ibilo babalo nje luka thixo lodwa olukwazileyo ukundinceda ndiyayazi into eqhubekayo today uxolo emntwini lomziba because ngoku abantu baphila ngokunyevulelana abantu baphila ngokucinezelana I know there are divisions amongst us as people blacks doesn't want blacks whites doesn't want that but us as human beings of God we need to come back and love one another we need to come back and forgive one another to whatever and bring that unity I'm telling you the life will never be the same if we can all just believe in following Christ is the best
Amen.
I don't care who says what as much as I always say when I have a song that says I don't care what church you belong to but on Calvary's side one day we will stand together let's come back people of God let's come back creation of God let's come back and you ask yourself there's a scripture in the book of Psalm 8 which says who am I what had God thought of me who am I coming from prison with a mess but now that mess God turned it to a message this is a message now I'm giving to everyone that is listening to my voice now telling you that God is real your creator is real who gives you breath that you are breathing now who is paying for breath that you are breathing now there are many people who are struggling to breathe they are in oxygen me and you we don't want to appreciate God your creator the one who's giving you breath freely let's come back to our senses crime is not a joke I know it I did it I did a lot of them I did it because of ignorance there are still people who are doing it let's not throw this only to kids and young ones there are old people in high offices they are doing it ignorance and then when you are in prison I'm telling you prison is not a joke prison is not a place for playing cards there's no mama in prison there's no tata in prison prison is a dangerous place prison is abnormal when I entered prison to these several times I told myself that this is not my home up until I was sentenced 42 years I never looked back 42 years in that 42 years I spent 19 years pastor full with no breaks 12 years in maximum it was because of my doings that I did I deserve to be in prison my pastor Pastor Zondi always say I thank prison for umncedisi because many people they said we don't even see the trace in this man Pastor Zondi always I thank prison I then at the first I said hiya pastor how can you say this I thank prison because if it was not for prison you were not going to be like this if it was not for Radio K pulpit I was not going to receive the message there were no preachers at that time even Pastor Guma as she sits here in front of me there was no time that they can even visit where I was the section that I was because the section that I was isolated there were no preachers except the radio God is good and God is doing wonders all the time if you trust in him put your faith and trust in him he is the only one that can manage to transform each and every human being but he need your willingness you need to choose because it's about choice here. God never forces himself. He never forced himself in me. I hated this God that I'm talking about today. I hated him. Because I said this God is biased. This God is not for us. This God is for certain group of people. But look what happened. I'm a living testimony. Every day I'm not preaching like by preaching and with my lips, my lifestyle. God needs you to walk it today. People doesn't want to listen to preachers anymore. They need to see the lifestyle. The state says we are a lot of Christians, but there are a lot of violence in the state that says the state we are high as Christians. Let's come back to our senses. Let's come back to God. Let's live our life for Jesus Christ. Thank you, Pastor.
Wow, thank you so much, Tamne. Thank you so much, listeners. You have heard it all for your yet, all for yourself. That is what Tamne is saying. It is only by God's grace. Listen to me. He did not accomplish, he did not become who he is today only by his own effort and strength and might and power. It was by the grace of God. I say, dear, say, genade as Tamne vrygemaak. En ek weet nie wie moet dit hoor vanmorgen. I don't know who must hear this afternoon. But if God could do this to Tamne, if God could set him free, remember when he was in the world when he was doing all kind of crimes and all the things that he was doing. One thing I know, God was always with him. He, by that time he was a slave to Satan.
Amen.
By that time he was a slave to Satan. You get me now? But today he can boldly stand, boldly walk around and talk about the grace of God, because he is the first end of it. He did not hear it out of the Bible or Pastor Apostle Paul. Hallelujah, who was Saul, but is him, he's the one that has committed the crime through the spirit that was inside of him that made him to commit the crime. But God came and God opened his eyes. Grace is still at work. Grace is still at work.
Amen.
I title his message today, From Prison Walls to Purpose-Filled Living. I will be back. I will ask you some few questions.
Amen.
Just after the break, and then we will continue. But thank you so much for sharing it.
Amen.
And just imagine 42 years behind bars. A 42-year sentence, sorry, and 19 years he served the sentence inside, and he is no longer that bitter man. He's no longer that man that does not forgive. Through all that, he is transformed, and he is the agent of change.
Amen.
I want to thank the Lord for your life.
Thank
we
you.
Will be back soon, listeners. Stay tuned. Stay tuned. Welcome back, listeners. Welcome terug, familie. Dankie dat julle nog ingeskakel is by Radio Kaapse Kansel. U is hier met Queen Elizabeth Guma. And ek is ook hier so met Tamne. Mneti Simdingi is with me at the studio. And I want to thank the Lord for his life. Wow, what a testimony. What a testimony. Tamne, I just want to ask you some few questions as well. As you can hear that Tamne was in prison. He serves, out of the 42 years, he serves 19 years in prison. Serves 19 years in prison. And there's something that you also mentioned, Tamne, to say that prison is not home. Prison is not home. How did it come for you to be transformed whilst you were inside the prison? You have listened to one of many teachings that was on radio, and it transformed you. And how did you become who you are now inside prison? How did you live your life? What happened? Did you go to church there? What transformed? Did you read your Bible? Did you pray? What happened? Tell the listeners so that they can also understand life is also going on inside prison when there are people that can hold your hand and believe in you. Thank you.
Life, my pastor, can also go on in prison.
Mm.
It's very important that you lean on something.
Yeah.
Because I've been trying many things.
Mm.
I've been leaning on many things. Some other people are leaning on gangsterism.
Mm.
Some other people, they are leaning on numbers, different gangsterism that are in prison. They believe that they can help them. But let me tell you now, the honest truth, that thing won't help you. Something that helps you, you must find it that is building you.
Mm.
In prison, I went back to school.
Wow.
As I'm a dropout, I dropped out in school in 1986.
Mm.
At that time, it was standard 8. Today is grade 10.
Mm.
I went back to school. And then in school, in Mamasbury Prison 2003, when I started back to where I dropped out,
wow.
I passed my grade 12 inside prison.
Mm.
Today, as I'm speaking to you, I'm only shorting just maybe a few modules. Then you'll be speaking to a qualified graduate, a social worker, because that is a career that I'm following, to be a social worker.
Wow.
God has made us something. Let me tell you now, God has blessed me, as I said in the beginning, with one special woman in my life, my wife. God brought that lady. She's like my angel. Not just like my angel, but she's a living angel to my life. That lady came, support me from day one up until the end. She's still with me. It's like we are dating still fresh. It's like I met her this morning. The way our love is sparkling. It's like we met this morning. But I met this lady 30 years ago. It was 1995 when I met the woman of my life. She was brought to my heart by God alone. I praise God for her, because the support that she showed, the support that she gave to me, is a support that no one can do it out of her own heart. No one can do it out of herself, but it was only by God's grace also. She also proclaims that it's God's grace that gave her power to stay by me all the years. We thank God for the life of Mrs. Mdingi,
wow.
Unomonde, the one that was approved by my mother. Not only my mother, but my whole family, my entire family approved her. On top of them all, God approved my wife for me. Bless you.
Wow, my God, I love that one. Yo, that is good. Because you know why? I also want you to explain to the listeners, Tamne, first of all, congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations. I'm so proud of you. I'm so grateful to the Lord for men that acknowledge their mistakes. Because the first important thing for you to be delivered and to be set free is to acknowledge your wrongs. Your faults and come out and tell yourself, you know what? I don't want to be a slave anymore. I don't want to be in prison spiritually anymore. I want to be set free. And because you have acknowledged that, because you have cried out and you have heard a voice of God through the man of God and you surrender, God started to bless you. God started to bless you because one thing that I love now, you said you also managed to study further.
Yes.
You further your studies, you finish your matric, and you want to become a social worker. And by God's grace, that is who you're going to be.
Yes.
In Jesus' name, you are here for purpose.
Thank you.
You are on this earth for purpose. And my program is gracefully restored for His purpose.
Amen.
And your purpose, you become a social worker. You are an evangelist. You will go into the world and preach His gospel.
Amen.
And I want to thank the Lord. And listeners, just imagine in the book of Matthew 6 verse 33, what does it say? I say, seeking first the kingdom of God and His righteousness and all these other things
will be added unto.
A pretty beautiful woman. Beautiful. She's beautiful. And I want to thank the Lord. I want you also to explain to the listeners, because the lady before you were in custody or you went to prison, was she part and parcel of your life, or did you meet her whilst you were in prison? So the listeners can also see how God works. He works in mysterious ways.
In His ways.
He do things that you have never ever think of and imagine. Just explain to us that.
I can hear my pastor is excited here, but she doesn't have a clue. She doesn't have a picture, a true picture. I met my wife at Victor Verster, the prison that is set now is Drakenstein. I met her there. That is on the previous years that I was doing. I was doing 10 years at that time.
My God.
I was released in 1996. We are just starting our love. We were just new in this thing. 6 months down the line, here's Kingston arrested, back to prison again. That's when I stood 42 years. She was with me from day one. As I met her 30 years ago, as I'm speaking to you now, she stood with me all the years. The support she gave was every month she was there with me. Saying that, I even chased her. I even told her that, hey, lady, these years are too much. I think this case of mine now is too much for you. You cannot bear this. You better go and live your life. You are too beautiful. You are too beautiful to stand this trauma and pain. She said, no, I won't do it. I will stand by you. She stood by me up until the end. 2016, I was released. 2017, if you know top billing, our wedding was a top billing.
Hallelujah.
Our wedding was a top billing. Wedding. God grace everything with more guests. It was really, I'm not exaggerating, a good drive next later. All things in God are very much possible. Thank you so much that you give me this time.
Thank you so much. Wow. Listeners, you have heard it for yourself. Just imagine he was in courtship or he was having a relationship with the mistress, and after that he went to prison. But for 30 years she waited. She stood with him. She went, she visited him in prison. What kind of love is this? What kind of love is this? Even the love that God has for you.
Amen.
You get me now?
Amen.
So that God said, even if you were in prison, I knew you.
I
even knew the number of your hair on your head. And they can call you certain names, but me, I call you by my name.
Amen.
I know the plans that I have for you in Jeremiah 29, plans to give you a great future and not to harm you. And today you are living in a great future.
Amen.
Today you are married to this beautiful lady. And I want to thank God for Sis Nomonde, Mama Nomonde, Mdingi, our first lady Mdingi. We give God praise for your life, for standing next to this humble man and not knowing that one day you will go to places, you will go to nations and speaking about this gospel, about Jesus Christ that took him from prison. Today in pulpit, I do have a sister that say a sacrifice love, sana. Wow. Utulitisi say is a sacrificial love, sana. Wow. So yeah, there you eat, Sister Nomonde, First Lady Ndingi. We thank God for your life. Top billing wedding. God restore all things in God. are Amen. Possible. Hallelujah. He says in the book of Luke, chapter 1, verse 37, Amen. He said, with men, what you are telling us here in the studio, it looks impossible. But with God,
Amen.
All things are possible. I want to thank the Lord for your life. Oh, my God. That with your top billing wedding, we thank God. We thank God. No, yeah. Tamne. I had a book work tamne etsupai. I'm bringing you back. Udi yereke in my heart. The Lord knows my heart. Tikoyayaz in Kizio Yam. I'm bringing him back. Hallelujah. And the same person that is standing, sitting here opposite me, I want to say he's a businessman. He's a husband to one wife. At yelaka word, one wife. Umfazoi one car. No two. A man must only have one wife. He's a man of one wife. Hallelujah, the wife of his youth, a businessman, church leader, motivational speaker, and author of Beyond Prison Bars. His story is a proof of God's restoring power and the strength of a life surrender. Please, family, if you want his book, he has his book here. It goes for
this book. Let me explain. Many of these books, since the book was launched in March, this book, people will ask me, why do you have so many prices? Let me explain that to the radio. This is my opportunity. Before the launch, the book was 250 rand. The book is selling at 290 rand if you come at my office and then you buy it from me, it's 290 rand. I'm bringing it to your doorstep around Cape Town, it's 350 rand for petrol. Those people, they are people that are outside Cape Town. They are buying it. Pietermaritzburg, Joburg, it's all over Limpopo.
They are paying
400 rand.
I will just have to stop you there. Sorry, Tamne, we will go back. We'll talk about the book soon. We're quickly going to go for a break. Baie dank dat julle nog ingeskakel is by Radio Kaapse Kansel. Thank you that you still tune in at Radio Cape Pulpit. You are here with Queen Elizabeth Guma and I am here with Tamne all the way from Guguletu. Ons is lekker om babai te sê, my vader, ek gaan hom weer terugbring. But we have to say goodbye to the listeners. But one word from you, Tamne. Die persoon wat nou vir even gesing het, Groter as die Berge, is van Arnold de Wet. Groter as die Berge. Baie dank dat julle nog ingeskakel is, hoor. Tamne, over to you.
Yes, I want just to say thank you to the listeners that have listened. Thank you once again to Radio Cape Pulpit. I think I have a copy here, which I need to present it to the presenter, which was excellent. You can receive this, my sister.
Wow.
And then I want you to read this. And then as you continue with what you are doing, you continue when
Jesus.
You read that book, you gave the listeners, you gave the viewers, you gave them the feedback.
Wow.
That is the book that I'm presenting you with. I think I have a copy also that I need to present the station because this station means a lot. This is a blessing that I'm going to give to the station manager so that the station manager may open doors for the evangelist to go out there, to continue. K-Pulpit, continue with what we are doing. K-Pulpit, you touched me inside prison. People may know now that now I have this heart that I'm having because of you, K-Pulpit. Even Billy Graham was paying also on this station. Lot of other ministers that I've heard, they've sowed something in my heart. I appreciate the time that you gave me. Thank you so much to all the listeners. Thank you to my loved ones. Thank you to my church. Thank you to my pastor Zondi and all the other pastors that are assisting, are praying together. Let's pray for our nation. Something good can happen. This is the year. This is the season of fulfillment. This is the season of great things. Let us not give up as children of God. I love you so much. You know my angel wife. Love you so much.
Ooh.
Thank you so much. She's my sweetheart.
Come on.
Everyone
now.
Knows it.
Come
She's
on
my
now.
Baby. She's my everything. Pastor said I must boast about her. I'm only boasting about God. Thank you, Pastor, to you as well.
Thank
you, my sister, for such humble heart. Thank you, my sister, for such love for God. Because it's only Him that combines us. I will never forget the day we met in Ellendale.
Yes.
I was there by chance.
Yes.
Now I can see it was not by chance.
Yes.
It was an appointment of God that we can meet.
Yes.
Thank you, my sister.
Thank
for
you so much.
Bless you.
Thank you so much. Bye, bye. Thank you, Tamne. But you just want one word in Afrikaans. Man, say go for baba in Afrikaans.
What I can say in Afrikaans, I can not say, ek het 'n lekker smakkie. Hy binne in my hartie. To die Here my siel kom red het. To create a lekker smaki,
may
still say ya, say ya, say ya, ya, ya. May still say ya, say ya, verdiere.
Hallelujah, om net daar vas. Ek het gesê, hy het gesê, revival today here at Radio Cape Pulpit. Oh, I want to thank the Lord for your life. Man of God, may the Lord continue to use you mightily in the mighty name of Jesus to change and transform lives. I want to thank God for everything that you have been through. Things there to birth out of you so that you can go out there and help all those others that are still trapped in gangsterism, that are still trapped in crime. God is sending you out there now to go and free them and help them by the grace of God. We can't do this all on our own. It's by the grace of God. I see my sister, Umamonde Ndingi. Thank you for standing by your husband. Indeed, you are a suitable helper. That is what Sister TC is saying. And we want to thank the Lord for her life. Mamekaya, inkosi kakhulu for ubombako. Mamekaya, tatu nzondi, mfundisi wam, wakwalanga. I will come one day to visit kwalanga. We have heard so much of you, tikoksikelele, for continuing to sowing seed in the life of Utamzi and to believe in him. To believe in the purpose that God has for his life. Once again, Tamzi, Tamne, thank you, Tamne. Thank you. Thank you for this book. I'm so humbled. And as Radio Cape Pulpit family, we are also saying thank you for the book. And I believe that if people you want the book, please you can call at 081-729-1657. You can get me here at Radio Cape Pulpit 081-729-1657. Please get your own copy. You won't be able to tell us everything about what has happened, how we come, how God changed his life. If you want to hear a lot of it, please stay tuned and get this book from us. Hallelujah. God bless you. My family, it's not always easy to say goodbye, but I have to say goodbye. I love you. I'm your sister. You are my brother and my sister. Tamne, we love you. May the Lord also bless you all of the best with your journey ahead. God bless you. Shalom, listeners.
Amen.
We love you. God bless.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.